What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Let's do this. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan. Happy Friday to you.
Can I be Suzanne Summers?
That makes me uncomfortable because of how I feel about Suzanne Summers.
I saw your face when I took my shirt off.
Did you?
It's okay. Checking it out.
Lean into it. I configured your widget yesterday. Wait, what? We got a lot to get to in the next 2 hours of the show. We're going to go to East Lansing / Vegas coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. What are the expectations for Jonathan Smith year two at Michigan State?
I looked up their schedule once he was on there. They showed the schedule. There's some tough ones there, and there's a lot, like, there's four coin flip. I'm like, I don't know. They could and they couldn't.
These games will dictate how we feel after year two, basically.
I think if things go well, 8-4.
8-4, I think, would be a great year.
Baden Childs doesn't turn the ball over
as much. 5-7 last year?
5-7. Came down that last game of the year, almost bowl eligibility. 8-4, but it's coin flip. Worst case, they could be the same. 5-7
tough,
again.
Man. You miss a bowl game back-to-back years. That's a place that has a pretty proud tradition of being relevant in college football. We don't maybe put them on the blue blood level, but go look at the last 30 to 40 years of Michigan State football. It's largely been good, and so they're not going to wait around a long time for you.
Patience is tough. I know his buyout's not going to be as high as other coaches, but I thought Dabo actually had a good quote of talking about patience in college football. And look, he's from a different era at this point. It doesn't exist, but
yes.
You know, he didn't do anything his first 2 years at Clemson, and the administration, like, gave him a chance to build out of that.
He was an interim guy, too, when he took over. Controversial when he was named the head coach.
I don't think he's going to get that kind of leeway at Michigan State, especially if his buyout is not close to $10 million. Like, if it's, like, six,
yeah,
they'd be willing to pay that, I think, and move on.
Making $90 million a year in a media deal, that's a lot of money laying around. Yeah. You can go spend to get a new head football coach. We'll talk about an executive order at some point in the show today. That should be fun. Looking forward to that.
You know, I'm kind of getting tired as a sports fan. We were told as sports fans to shut up and dribble, basically.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Stop commenting on politics. Now, politics is just fallen into this as often as they possibly can. And I don't know how you legislate this.
I do not understand it either.
Are universities and NIL collectives going to agree to this?
We live in a free capitalistic society where you're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. Very confused by this.
Free for me.
Free market.
But not for thee.
What happened to the free market?
Yeah,
capitalistic
well.
Market. So we guys still got a lot to get to in the next 2 hours of the show. Again, we'll go to East Lansing and Vegas here in a moment with our friend. Covering Michigan State. I want to start here, kind of off the beaten path a little bit. By the way, other NFL notes, somebody was just flat out paid to go away yesterday in the NFL, which I was blown away by.
Big story, but kind of you understand the reasoning?
Makes total sense, but will it hold? And now there's a, filed a grievance and all that stuff. So we got some NFL notes to get to as well at some point in the next 2 hours. I was scrolling through. Yesterday was one of those days I joked earlier in the show today about I was sitting around last night and I'm like, dude, there's nothing on television. I got nothing to watch. Golf was over early in the day. I don't have the MLB Network and I don't have Root Sports because I have YouTube TV, so I can't watch the Mariner game. That was the only game that was at least somewhat interesting and relevant to me. And so I'm like, I just am desperate. And I brought up the joke about I would kill for a 6-3 Thursday night bad football game right now because mm-hmm. that would be dominating my television at this point in the evening. It was a boring, you know, nothing going on sports night last night, at least in my household. And that got me excited because I was scrolling. I'm like, well, is anything else going on this weekend? We got to wait another week for preseason games in the NFL to kick up, which for the first 2 weeks, I will absolutely be a psycho watching preseason football games because I can't wait to have football on my television. And I was scrolling through the baseball series we have this weekend. Dare I say, Brandon Sprague,
oh, God.
An exciting weekend of Major League Baseball. Now, I know you've already punted on the year. You've given up all hope.
I haven't given up on the year. My team's terrible.
Your team's not very good.
They need to be sellers. There is an easy series that if you just say, Sprague, you're not going to watch the Braves against the Rangers.
Yes.
What's the series you watch?
I got a handful of them I could throw at you.
Well, I know one of them is going to be the obvious answer, but I don't think it's going to be the right answer.
Okay, let's see. What is the best series of the week? It's a nice little juicy baseball weekend, okay? Let me set it up for you on a plate, on a platter. Here we
go. Try hard. Go ahead.
Put it on a tee. Ready? Phillies and Yankees in New York. That's the Apple TV game tonight.
And that's the series I would say, if America took their team out of it, they would vote that's the best series of the weekend. But that's not it.
Ooh, okay. Dodgers on the road in Boston against the Red Sox.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
Blue blood teams. Like, that's going to be great. That'd probably be runner-up. And that's not it.
Okay. Two teams in the wild card race in the National League, the Padres and the Cardinals. Cardinals still technically alive above 500. Padres at 55-48.
Not as much juice.
Doesn't do anything for you. No, nothing at all.
Padres are weird because I see them, and whenever my team plays them, I'm like, this team should be better.
They go on hot and cold streaks.
Yes.
Like,
definitely do.
They'll just
2 weeks are dominant and then they disappear
and they get
swept. Yeah, everybody's
hitting home runs and they get, you know, quality pitching and then they just go off the deep end for 2 weeks.
I got two more I'm going to throw at you and then I'm going to, because I don't know if you know the answer to this or not. Maybe you've seen a promo for it. Do you know what Sunday Night Baseball is this week?
I don't.
Okay, so let's play that fun game. So there's two more. My Giants are playing the Mets. Yes. A couple of teams in the playoff picture.
Well, for now.
Not as good as some other. Well, playing the Braves helps because we won 2 out of 3 this past week. And Rafael Devers, who definitely was a big move at the trade deadline,
you're
hit a couple of bombs.
Water. You're treading water. It's okay.
And then you got Toronto on the road in Detroit.
And that is
Blue
the
Jays
best
and Tigers
of the weekend. And people won't acknowledge it. That's the second best team in baseball, Toronto. And the second best team in the AL in Detroit.
So I just threw at you Yankees and Phillies, major markets.
Yep.
Dodgers and Red Sox, as aesthetically pleasing a baseball matchup as you could get.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Jays and Tigers are two of the best teams in the entire sport, both over 60 wins.
Yep.
Giants and Mets, if you want to go down the rabbit hole. Guess the Sunday night baseball game this weekend.
Washington, Minnesota.
No, it's not that far off the beaten
path. It's not that far.
It's one of the series. It's one of the series that I gave you.
Yeah, it's Mets-Giants.
Well, thanks, Riggins.
I'm going to guess Mets-Giants.
Yes, that is correct.
Right.
You got it. Way
yes.
to go. Hey. Good job, Brandon Sprague.
I knew I was paying attention.
Good job. Well done.
He's going to get that.
He's reading his emails. He knows what the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast
it's only
is.
On the schedule in there.
I emailed Swigard about 10 years ago, and I shouldn't have done this, and I actually want to apologize to you for emailing this to you.
A 10-year late apology. I like it.
Well, I think I've said this already to him, but publicly. Yeah, I once emailed him because he emailed me the schedule. And I was being a cocky little S, and I just said, stop sending me these emails. I don't produce any shows.
I'm not on any of this.
He emailed me the next week.
You were still on the schedule.
I never stopped.
I'm not taking you off. Screw you, dude.
Yeah, basically is what he said.
I've been doing this for 20 years. You think you're good enough to get off this email list? You know how many email lists I've been trying to get off of? I still get Portland State Athletics updates in my emails.
So do I.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, no offense.
But
I don't need that in my inbox.
Unsubscribe doesn't work anymore.
It does not work. They don't have an unsubscribe button, and I don't have the heart to tell the guy, like, hey, I know you're working hard over there, trying to get the good word out about
your
athletics.
Doing his job.
You're doing your job.
Yeah, he's getting the message out.
Can you please remove me from the men's wrestling email update on Portland State Athletics?
I just tried to unsubscribe from 3 different company emails that keep popping into my inbox, and I tested it specifically, and I said, I know this doesn't work. Clicked unsubscribe, 2 days later.
Got it again.
Hey, Groupon here to tell you about a good deal.
And it never stops. It's unbelievable. How do we not have a lot? Talk about executive orders. We'll get to that at some point here in this hour.
Sign that one.
Where's that executive order?
Right.
Unsubscribe is unsubscribe. I want out. I don't want your crap anymore.
I tend to agree with
and
this.
And I can't get away. Also, it should be illegal to make somebody go to a website to unsubscribe.
Well, they're starting more and more, I think, to have the unsubscribe in the email.
But again, sometimes it doesn't work.
I would say most of the time it feels like it doesn't work.
And how often when you hit the unsubscribe button and then they say you got to go to the website to do it, do you not do it? Because that's 100% me. And I'm like, I don't want to go through
Well, it's because they don't make it easily accessible.
No.
It's like, now you're at the website, now you got to find it on the page.
Now I got to click this. Are you sure you want to unsubscribe?
How many emails do you have in your personal email? Because right now I'm sitting on...
Unread email. Emails?
Unread emails, I'm sitting at 14,000. I'm not kidding.
That is so many emails.
Pinterest. Here's a good one. Pinterest.
Yeah.
Because I was looking up home gym ideas. Pinterest gives you some aesthetics. I unsubscribed from Pinterest a year and a half ago on my email. I got emailed this morning at 1 a.m. from Pinterest.
Why am I kidding?
I know I unsubscribed. I remember doing it.
I still get emails from Lids. I can't even tell you the last time I bought a hat.
Lids.
On a Lids emailing list?
I also did Lids, yeah.
I'm unsubscribe from
that bitch
right now.
I have a Seattle Mariners email because I bought tickets through their actual team website.
Now you're hooked in, baby.
And I even clicked no on the send me the deals, and they're like, hey, Ichiro's entering the hall.
I know.
Thanks. I'm well aware of that.
Well aware that's happening. CC Sabathia's car broke down on his way to Cooperstown. 4,770 is what I'm at. 4,770.
Swag, what's your personal email count at right now?
Just sitting there.
Unopened.
See, I will go. I will.
You clear it out?
I will clear. I'll put it in trash.
Yeah, you're a clear out guy.
I'll just.
Every day. I just get tired of going through all those pages.
I do this. I'm really bad with this at home, too, on top of it. Dynamite baseball segment here. I'm really bad at this, too, with
like... Sums up the
sport. Yeah. Big series going on this weekend. Let's talk about mail. I do this with paper mail, too. I'm horrible with it.
Oh, we get
I let it pile up for like a month, and then I'm like, dude, I got to go through this crap.
We get notifications. We've had three of them in our new house where the post lady, she's a very nice gal.
Because you got one of the side boxes, right? It's not in the house.
We don't have our own mailbox. Yeah. Like, you know, I was told growing up that everybody got to make a mailbox, and that was exciting.
This thing's full.
Steve
and
Blue's Clues was like, hey, it's mail time. Let's check our mailbox. No, I have community apartment mailbox.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You could put some googly eyes on it or something.
Maybe. We basically don't check our mail, and so three different times I've had to drive to the closest post office to go pick up my mail. Because they're like, we can't put any more mail in that
we
thing.
We cannot fill this in.
And I'm like, yeah, because it's all crap mail.
I love our good mail workers, but there are so much crap that I don't want that I just... It ends up sitting in a little thing. I grab it, you put it in, you're like, oh, I'll get to that later. And next thing you know, there's like 80 pieces of mail in there, and it's just taking up all
the
space.
Yeah, I probably grab ours like twice a week.
Twice a week.
See, that for me is... And I used to read this pretty religiously, and I've stopped the last 8 months. Golf Digest.
I still get Golf Digest, too.
I'm not paying for that.
I don't know how I got it.
I paid for it one time.
It's like,
a gin handicap. That was 3 years ago, and I'm still getting them every month.
Keeps arriving every month.
And my wife's like, you going to read this one? And I'm like, yeah.
Put it on the...
2 months later, it's been on my floor by my nightstand, and I'm like, I never read that one.
I always put mine right next to the toilet, and it goes unread. Every month, it goes unread. But the cover looks nice.
How Colin Morikawa overcame his mental demons.
Take scrolling on my phone instead. So, there you go. Big weekend in baseball, and excited.
What's more interesting, Detroit and Toronto in baseball
or emails?
Unsubscribing from emails?
It's a great question. I think unsubscribing from emails probably takes the cake. It should be fun, though. I'm trying to follow baseball for another month because I know by the time the end of August rolls around, I'm like, dude, I'm out. Especially if my team's not in the playoffs. Like, that's where I just check out for
it's
the foreseeable
so hard
future.
When your team sucks, dude.
It is so brutal. This is the time of year where my team isn't great this year, but at least they're still like somewhat of a heartbeat.
They're alive.
And they're giving me something more nights than not to be like, oh, okay, I could turn on a Giants game. It's 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I'm going to watch the game. So I'm excited to watch
it. There's a listener that DMs me on Instagram. He's a Braves fan, and we just constantly DM. How are we going to lose this one today?
God, this sucks. We suck. Why is this so painful? Let's go to East Lansing, talk a little Michigan State football. What are the expectations for Jonathan Smith in year two after a year one not going to a bowl game? How does he bounce back? And what is a passable season for him? Our friend Stephen Brooks from 24/7 Sports covering Michigan State. He'll hop on. Daily Ticker is next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. And they crack open today's Daily Ticker with a Pelicano. Discover Pelican Summer Seasonal Cerveza and drink in refreshment. Big Ten Media Days wrapped up yesterday. And it's been interesting to get a look at all these different teams and hear from coaches and kind of get ready for the start of the season as everybody opens up camp next week. One of the teams that went yesterday was Michigan State, going into year two under Jonathan Smith. And joining us now to talk about the Spartans is Stephen Brooks, friend of the show. Had him on before. Stephen M. underscore Brooks on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Michigan State beat reporter for 24/7 Sports. Stephen, good morning to you. Before we talk Jonathan Smith and Michigan State, you're still in Vegas, so Media Days go on in Vegas this year. Historically, have not been in Vegas. James Franklin complained about this earlier in the week. I'm curious, from the reporter standpoint, we give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. How do we feel about Big Ten Media Days in Vegas?
Oh, man. I mean, personally, I go thumbs up. I love Vegas. I'll take any excuse to come out here. But professionally, I got to go thumbs down. I mean, a good chunk of Michigan State's other reporters did not come out here. I know that's the same for a lot of other of the traditional Big Ten schools, and it just did feel kind of. We definitely didn't feel the space. I'll tell you that we could. If you could watch it on TV, it looked very vacant and desolate the whole time. I'm kind of surprised that no executive didn't jump in and like throw a background up or something, because it just looked like a ghost town. This is, to me, mentally, it's like it's a drive thing. It's always been a drive. I'm driving to Chicago. I'm driving to Indy this time of year. It's a simple, easy, in-and-out thing. This is a lot more involved, flying all the way out here to Vegas. So as much as I enjoy, like I said, or any reason to go to Vegas, I still hope that they move it back to sort of the traditional spots, because it's just better for everybody. More people, I should say.
Yeah, before we ask you about the football stuff, are you up or are you down for the trip at Vegas?
What's that now?
Are you up or are you down? Like, are you won money or are you losing money?
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, I am down. yeah, I was up last time I was here, so I foolishly thought oh, this is going to be easy. I'm just going to do that again. And so today is redemption day, hopefully.
Well, I watched Jonathan Smith's stuff yesterday. His opening remarks, he had three questions asked, and then he, you know, scampered off to do the more local media one-on-one stuff. I saw some of the quotes you got from him and covering it. You know, we're just going to ask the question straight up, like, can he survive another sub-500 season in East Lansing? I don't know if it's just us having the mix of the fans out here don't like him and are upset that he just abandoned the program that he went to, or the fit seemed weird at Michigan State given his personality type, but can he survive another sub-500 season in East Lansing?
Survive, yes. I mean, if we're talking an outright disaster, like 2-10, maybe not, but like another 5-7, even a 4-8, I would say survive, yes. But obviously then you're talking, you know, intense heat coming into next year, and that would, you know, he'd have to pull off something miraculous probably to survive it after that. Mm. So you know, his days would be numbered, I think. He's now working under a new AD, a guy named Jay Batt, you know, sort of a younger guy, up-and-comer, climber, came from Georgia Tech where he was only there for 2 years. Before that, he was at Alabama where he was the football liaison for Nick Saban. So, you know, and he came right out and said in his opening press conference, like, football drives the department, football drives everything, you know, in terms of success here. So to answer your question, yes, he will. They also would owe him, you know, a good, I think, $30 million, I want to say, if they hired him this year. So, yeah, there's some financial elements, too. But, so I just don't think the new AD, Jay Batt, is going to want to eject him after 2 years. I don't think there's a lot of appetite to pay that buyout right away. So, he would survive, barring some sort of total collapse or embarrassment. But then, like I said, he'd be coming into next year with, you know, blisters on his back from how hot his seat would be.
That is a lot more than I thought.
That's a lot of money for a buyout right there. Stephen Brooks is our guest, Michigan State beat reporter, 24/7 Sports, still down in Vegas as Big Ten Media Days wrapped up yesterday. You can follow him on Twitter at @StephenM_Brooks. It's not always a great indicator of how things will turn out, but I'm always curious in these situations to ask, how does the fan base feel about this? You know, every time a coach gets hired at every school around the country, there's a honeymoon period. We made a great hire. This guy's going to be incredible. Look at all the good things that he's done. And it doesn't take long for the honeymoon phase to wear off. Is the Michigan State fan base there? Are they giving him time? Are they patient? Are they saying, what the hell are we getting into? I'm curious where the fan base is at going into year two.
I mean, of course, there's a spectrum. I think most folks just don't know how to feel yet, though, if that makes any sense. I mean, as you guys said earlier, like, Smith's just very sort of has a muted personality. You know, he's not very rah. He's not rah-rah at all. You know, he's not, like, bombastic at all. He doesn't necessarily, like, light up the room when he walks in. He doesn't have that kind of presence, really. He doesn't say a ton in press conferences. Now, he doesn't BS you, which I appreciate. He gives you the truth of what he thinks and everything, but he doesn't go over the top to elaborate. So I just don't think, I know fans feel like they don't really know him even after one full season, you know, and what he's all about. And they were frustrated because he keeps sort of that same poker face, stoic demeanor on the sideline. And there were some games that were not going well and the TV camera cuts to him and he just looks like he's locked in watching like a TV show or something. Like, there's just no expression. There's no energy or emotion being displayed on his face. So I think folks are still kind of trying to figure him out and understand that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, run through the wall guy necessarily to be a good coach, but they do want to see some of that. They want to see a little more emotion and stuff. I don't think some people didn't love how he handled the Michigan rivalry, where he basically kind of said afterwards, like, yeah, I had my eyes open to it. And he made a small little comment the week of talking about, maybe he'd have the Dodgers game on an iPad or something while the game was, you know, it was a small joke, but some of the thin-skinned folks didn't take it as a joke and still hold that against him, which I think is dumb. But so anyway, I just think people don't really know him yet. You know, I mean, he doesn't do a lot of extra media stuff or anything. And like I said, when he is in front of a camera, it's concise, it's brief, it's to the point. So that's really the sense I get. I mean, people want it to succeed. Some people have already convinced it's not. I don't think that's a lot. Some people are still super bought in, you know, and in that honeymoon period. But I think the biggest cohort is just kind of waiting to make a determination and trying to just kind of in the middle in terms of, we don't know what to feel about this guy yet. Obviously, we want him to win. So please win and we'll feel good about you. But right now, they just don't really. It's not like they really have dug in their claws and felt like, all right, he's our guy. We're backing him to the death. There's still kind of a feeling out period.
That's okay. Oregon State fans don't feel like they know him either, and he coached the team and then just left
for a decade
and went to Michigan State.
I don't know a lot about that guy. He's kind of quiet.
I am curious. I don't want this to be a doom and gloom of like, hey, man, is he going to get fired? How bad are they going to be? But I'm curious, though, in the second year, noticeable changes for you going into camp. Like, what areas, I guess, would you say on paper seems like that's going to improve this year in year two for him and the program?
Yeah, I think offensively they've got some good things going on, and they, you know, they struggled to score points last year. They struggled to finish in the red zone, and they struggled with turnovers, especially in the first half. So, I mean, Aiden Childs at quarterback, and this might sound crazy, but like I don't know if there's another Big Ten quarterback I would pick over him if I was starting a team today. I mean, physically, the guy has all the tools, can make all the throws. He's an NFL player physically, but mentally, he's got to get sharper and learn to play the quarterback position better to become more efficient. Become better with the ball. So I think he will take a step in year two as a starter, as a junior now. But elsewhere, what you're really going to notice, I think, is they're going to be better at receiver. They have Nick Marsh, who's a sophomore, was a four-star kid coming in and proved to be their best receiver as a true freshman last year. Now they've added in a couple transfer pieces that I think are really going to help him out, and you're not going to be able to just point all your weapons against Nick Marsh defensively and try to shut him down, because these other guys are going to be able to make you pay. Like, I mean, I'm talking about Omari Kelly from Middle Tennessee, and Krishan McCray from Kent State, Evan Boyd from Central Michigan. Those are guys that have been getting a ton of buzz, and I think it's just going to be a rising tide lifts all boats situation on offense, because I do think Nick Marsh 100% has all Big Ten potential, and I think even All-American potential, maybe even this year. So he's a real deal. I mean, he's going to be a pro, so whatever you can do to help him out and giving them those supplementary weapons, I think it's going to be big. They should be able to put up a good amount of points. Now, that will come down to the offensive line. I'm sure I've said it on here before. I've said it pretty much every year I've covered this team, because it's been a weakness for a long time, that position. The Michigan State just has not been good enough up front for a long time. You know, in 2021, they won 11 games. That was kind of the outlier. But even then, they had one seventh-round pick on that offensive line. So it's just been a program-wide weakness going back to Mark D'Antonio, and I think they're finally going to turn a corner there this year. They brought in some transfers as well to help them out there. Matt Gulbin from Wake Forest was honorable mention, all ACC. He's going to start at center for them. And a kid named Connor Moore was an FCS All-American tackle at Montana State, makes the jump up to the Big Ten, and they won a big recruiting battle there against Ohio State and Cincinnati to bring him in. So then I have some returning veterans and whatnot. So I think the offensive line will actually be decent, could be average within the Big Ten, which I know I understand doesn't sound like much, right. But they've been well below average for the better part of my 8 years covering them. So if they could just get to average, that would be a big step, honestly. I know what it sounds like, but that actually would. And then you're talking about getting the running game to a decent spot. They were 16th, I think, in the league last year at rushing. You guys know what they were looking like at Oregon State and how important that was to what they were. And then the play-action game that stems off of that, how important that was, critical to who they were at Oregon State. And they just didn't have that threat really at all last year. And I think they're going to get better in that regard to make the whole offense work and work the way they want it to.
Wow, that was a sizzler. Gave us one of those on Aiden Childs. Now, we'll close up here, Stephen. Oh, we appreciate your time, man, in Vegas. We'll let you get back to the tables. I guess on the Aiden Childs point, because John and them tried to bring this up yesterday, Big Ten Media Days, of like, look at his first half to his second half, right? I think 7 of his 11 interceptions on the season came in the first 4 games of the year, and then he settled in and got better as the year went on. The turnovers were cut down a little bit. So how much of the Aiden Childs opinion that you have on him has to do with the way that he played in the back half of the year? And then just on top of that, like, if you feel that strongly about him at quarterback, they have a very manageable schedule this year. A great chance to start 3-0 with 3 home games right out of the gate. No Oregon, no Ohio State on the schedule. You get Penn State and Michigan at home. What are the expectations for you this year in terms of win-loss?
So I became an Aiden Childs fan from Oregon State, because being out on the road after covering these games, I'm up in hotels at, 11, 12, 1 a.m. and stuff, and oh, there's some Oregon State football kicking off here. Let me tune in here. So I saw that guy playing behind EJU. I was like, whoa. And then he comes over here, and I dive more into him and everything. I've been impressed by him for a long time. I'm a big believer in his. I just think, like I said, physically, tools-wise, like, there's NFL guys that would trade some of what they got for what he's got, I believe. But mentally and just feel, savvy, that type of stuff, that's where he's got to get a whole lot better. You know, they talked up in the spring about just IDing coverage, you know, sort of basic processing stuff just wasn't happening good enough or fast enough. So they did bring in a new quarterbacks coach to work specifically with, you know, those guys. Then Brian Lindgren now steps back as the sort of big picture offensive coordinator, you know, seeing, touching every part of that unit. So I'll be curious to see what that yields in terms of Aiden's improvement and development. But yeah, I've been a fan of his for a long time. And even, you know, I mean, it was a roller coaster. I mean, it would be an, oh my God, hold your breath throw and in a good way. Like, right. That's a Sunday throw. And then the next one is like facepalm. I can't believe that, you know, you wouldn't throw that ball in junior varsity type of throw. So that could be two consecutive throws right there. So there's consistency, there's processing, mental stuff, but, if you can put it all together, man, there's a lot there that I really like at that position. So then to your other point, expectations, I mean, they got to get back to a bowl game. I know it's not that high of a bar, but they haven't been in 3 years. It's for a Big Ten program, a program that considers itself in the, you know, not the penthouse, but the upper-ish tiers of the Big Ten, to not be in a bowl game for 3 years in a row is pretty bad, quite honestly. So, and they had a chance last year going into the last game at home against Rutgers, and they got demolished. So that they left the season with a pretty bad taste. They got to get to a bowl game, you know? So I think, and I'm picking them, I believe, I don't have this final, but I'm going to lean towards 6-6. The thing is that they're in the same sort of talent tax bracket as a year ago. I mean, they could have won two more games even as they were last year. So I still think that they're between a 5-8 win team. I think that's their range. I see 5 wins sort of getting out of bed when you look at their schedule. The first 3, I think they beat UCLA at home. I don't have a lot of faith in that program. And I think they beat Maryland to end the year. That's 5. So where are they going to win in the coin flip? You know, where are the coin flip wins for them? Penn State is not going to go well. I can tell you that right now. That's a guarantee. But pretty much every other game is a coin flip. Even Michigan. Michigan's obviously more talented than them, but they can historically always play them close. It's at home. That is a coin flip game. So how many of those are they going to get? Because they didn't get enough of them last year. So that's where I'm at. I think they have to get to a bowl game, even if it's 6-6. That wouldn't please everybody, to be honest. But it would do enough, I think, to keep, you know, the flames off of his back a little bit moving into next year. And it would be progress. And you also got to know what those 6 look like. Like, is one of them Michigan? Do you maybe play Penn State like to a 1-score game or something? Like, are there moments that are promising within there? Is it like, hey, you got swept in November because you got injured again? You know, last year they were really banged up by the end of the year, especially in the defensive backfield. You know, does Aiden Childs miss 2 or 3 games, and that's the reason that you drop a couple to like a Minnesota or something that you maybe didn't think you would? So the context matters, but that's about where I'm at. I think they could win 8 on the high end. I guess if a miracle strikes, then maybe 9. You know, I mean, like, we're talking everything coming together, everybody developing, and everybody being way better than we think. And I think on the low end, it's 5, maybe 4 wins is an absolute disaster play.
Yeah, great stuff. Stephen Brooks, live in Vegas, covering Michigan State as they go into year 2 under Jonathan Smith. Stephen_M_Brooks on Twitter. Go give him a follow, Michigan State beat reporter for 24/7 Sports. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas, man. Can't wait for football season. I'm sure we'll do this again soon. Thanks as always.
Sure. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. Stephen Brooks. Pelican Brewing cracks open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican Summer Seasonal Cerveza and drink in the refreshment. Woo, buddy.
Sizzler.
Let's talk about that take. Also, I have a message for the rest of the Big Ten. Next on 105.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One FM, the fan. Look, overrated show, but the theme song slaps.
Overrated show?
Overrated show. We get it. They're going to love each other, yada, yada, yada.
Can you have a show go that long and call it overrated?
Yeah, you can. It's overrated. Not a good show.
Can you tell me why it's overrated?
Because it wasn't that funny.
Fair.
You know it wasn't that funny.
I mean, it had moments.
Of course it did. It was on the air for 27 years. I'd hope it'd make you laugh every once in a while. Every eighth episode, I'm going to get a chuckle in there. Oh, Ross, he's into Bones and Animals.
Friends, overrated. I'm going to do that as a poll question.
Definitely overrated. I want to allow the proper amount of time for the sizzling take that we just got. And one of our listeners, Wesley, who's watching on YouTube, said, I feel bad for the radio listeners that didn't see your facial reactions when he gave you that answer on Aiden Trials. Allow me, though, quickly to address something that is percolated this week that I would like to get to the bottom of.
Okay.
This came, James Franklin brought this up earlier in the week, and I don't know if we played the audio, but we definitely talked about it. Stephen Brooks just now, Michigan State reporter, saying, hey, I enjoy going to Vegas, but not a lot of people went to Vegas, which he's not wrong. I watched a lot of this coverage on the Big Ten Network during the week,
yeah,
and it looked empty. The ballrooms were empty. There's not a lot of people there. I even joked during one of the commercial breaks a day or two ago, like, dude, they got to put something up. That doesn't look good. SEC Media Days are packed. There's a million people there, right?
When I can see the carpet from 1994.
Exactly. Yeah, not good, right?
That's not a good sign.
Here is my message to the rest of the Big Ten, okay? And Franklin brought this up. He said, we used to be in Chicago. We used to be in Indy. It's close. All of our programs, for the most part, not all, but most of them can drive. It's a regional thing for the majority of the Big Ten schools.
Chicago would be a cool city to go to.
Who went undefeated in the Big Ten last year?
Oregon.
Who won the Big Ten last year?
Oregon.
When the NFL has a Super Bowl champion, where do they host the first game of the NFL season the next year?
At the Super Bowl champion.
Where is it significantly easier for the defending Big Ten champions to get to? Indianapolis or Vegas? What's easier?
Right.
Like, this should be dictated upon who won the conference. Where do you get? You are now a national conference that spans New Jersey to Los Angeles, Seattle, and Eugene. Wide span.
Yeah.
You cannot just centralize it. You went to Indy last year.
Yes.
You were there for 2 days?
Four
days. Do you remember the price tag for that trip for you?
Be honest. Be honest.
I mean, it was covered. You didn't pay for it.
No, I think after everything.
Hotel, flight, meals.
$1,700, $1,800.
Yeah. How much do you think you could go to Vegas for 3 days for?
Well, right now it's pretty expensive. Nobody's going to Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty cheap because I think they're dropping prices.
Actually have a different...
Like, I'm not saying it has to be in Vegas every year. I'm just saying, like, there should be some, like, hey, you won the conference next year. Where do you want the media?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, go for it.
I like where you were going with the NFL, and then you kind of pivoted a little bit out. Why not just have it in the city of the school that wins it?
Just go to Eugene, Oregon, if you win, or Columbus,
or
Andrew Stadium.
Well, I don't know how far in advance, especially somewhere like Vegas, how far in advance, if you're going to take up that much space, how far in advance you need to set the dates in order to secure them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we always say, well, why is it such a big deal, you know, to move or the travel dates for like the World Series and these things that are so way out.
You got to set them in stone a long time in advance.
And it's like, well, if you're looking to secure that many hotel rooms and dates and all of those things, you got to book out that
you
far
absolutely
in advance.
Do. I guess my part is like, dude, there's parts of being in the Big Ten that are cool. Playing big games is awesome. The Penn State wideout's going to be incredible. They also killed our Pac-12 conference.
I know.
It's like there's a part of it like, why should we have to bend over? You killed our conference. You wanted us to join the Big Ten. Oregon went 13-0 in year one, but we should have to pay the price because you don't want to buy a plane ticket to Vegas. But everybody on the West Coast has to buy a plane ticket to Indianapolis. There has to be a give and take.
I would say I think it has more to do with this, and I don't believe they changed their format from last year. It is one, you know, the coaches and players want to get in and get out, and I think that's
true. Fly private. What are we complaining about?
I understand that. But it is all geared towards the TV piece of it and their major TV partners and people wanting to go and cover local stuff. You are fending for yourselves.
They don't care.
There is no...
They've abandoned the local market.
They have abandoned the local market. So in some regard, it doesn't matter where they host it, but I think they will continue to see fewer and fewer local, you know, coverage, local radio stations, all of that. Despite the passion for it, they're not being fed the same opportunities. And other than on the podiums with the Big Ten Network and then with Fox, ESPN, NBC, and their crews that are there doing their separate stuff, outside of that, it's a free-for-all and fend for yourselves.
Yeah.
And so for the national reporters from ESPN and Fox and CBS and Josh Payton, those sorts of things, it's a, you know, they can go and kind of grab here, there, and everywhere. But if you're, you know, if you're us or just local, they do not cater to you at all. And it is not worth the time and effort to go out there.
You got to remember, this guy also complained last year that they don't have an airport for their football team.
Oh, like, James Franklin.
Like, we need an airport here. Yeah. I need an airport. Build an airport. As if that's just some easy thing to do. I have this guy complaining about a lot. Like, I think he's the guy taking a dump and he's like, this two-ply? Where's my steel cut?
Does seem like a complainer.
Goes down to the breakfast, scrambled.
Really?
Over easy.
Really?
Like, I just have him complaining about kind of everything.
God, it's cloudy today. Why is it so cloudy today? God. Right. It's only 74 degrees and cloudy. This sucks.
Big noon whiteout? What are we doing?
Like, I got spot on. He's definitely
a
complainer.
Just complaining about everything.
God, I had to fly a private jet to Vegas. God.
You guys don't have my pullover for this game?
Stay in a suite in a resort in Las Vegas for 3 days. This is miserable. I don't want to be here. I'd rather be in Indianapolis. Yeah, look, it didn't look great. Not a lot of people in the background, but also, like, we're the captain now. We won the conference, so suck it up. Come out to the West. You're coming to Vegas.
If you want it centrally located, you're going to Omaha.
Yeah.
That's what
you want
doing.
It centrally located?
Omaha.
How about it?
Was delightful.
Win the conference.
Omaha.
In July?
Hot.
What would I have to do?
A little sticky.
Hot.
I've been to Oklahoma.
Let's not act like Vegas isn't sticky, though, right now. Yeah.
I've been to Oklahoma in July. It's sticky.
It's sticky everywhere other than the West Coast. You want to come out? Let's come out to the West Coast. Come have this thing. We got a convention center.
Portland.
How cool would that be?
Have it at Pelican. Stay at the Headlands.
Dude, let's go to the coast. Born at the beach. Big Ten, born at the beach.
Do it at Bandon.
How about this?
You never interview anybody. Where are they? I think he's on 8-Pack,
too. He's trying out the other IPAs in the back room.
Where's
right
James
now?
Franklin? No, he's talking to the officials.
Have
he's
all
saying
the local
the
media get a crash course in the caddy program.
Ooh.
And then the media can caddy for whatever foursome
now
around
we're
Bandon.
Talking. Now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that Bielema beat man to death for reading the greens wrong. It was local
that
Chicago
broke to the right!
Just mic everybody up. It'd be fantastic.
How about that sizzling take? Now, hopefully we'll have enough time for it next. We'll get to it over everybody in the conference. Woo, buddy. That's next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Real show right
Not here. An overrated show.
Not an overrated show.
Step by step, day by day.
But also, like, it's a little different here. Like,
double Suzanne Summers today.
Yeah. Touche.
What Suzanne Summers was hotter?
So, an easy answer here is Three's Company.
Yeah.
For me, it's this one.
It has to be, right?
For me, as a child.
And my, where I was in life.
This was the one that I felt funny things.
Looking up new categories.
I had to use, like, couch, you know, couch, how people buy couch pillows specifically for decorative. I had to put one on the lap when I watched that show. Because I didn't want anybody to know it was happening. Felt weird.
Felt great.
Her husband in that show, Patrick Duffy, they had a scene famously where they're, like, trying to get it on with the six kids in the house. And he comes out dressed as a horny little devil. And they get interrupted, of course.
Of course. Kids. Yeah.
And I remember just thinking, like, dude, I don't know what they're doing.
I'd punch that kid in the face if he interrupted my horny
when
little
I
devil.
Become an adult, I'm going to be him.
I'm locking that door, damn it, with my devil costume on.
It was a family show and he came out just as a horny little devil.
We got a guy admitting to farting we have to get to in the final hour of the show.
We do need to get to that.
That is around the corner.
That's great.
People are saying I have big time media days at the Oregon State Fair. Yes. We're the president. Of everybody, win the conference if you don't want it there.
Ludacris performed there last year.
It's a big deal. That's what I'm saying. There's farm animals. It's huge.
Pitbull.
Elephant ears, pit bull, and Big Ten. How about this for a scorcher?
I mean, Aiden Childs, a quarterback, and this might sound crazy, but like I don't know if there's another Big Ten quarterback I would pick over him if I was starting a team today. I mean, physically, the guy has all the tools, can make all the throws. He's an NFL player physically, but mentally, he's got a get sharper and learn to play the quarterback position better to become more efficient, become better with the ball. So I think he will take a step in year two as a starter, as a junior now.
I'm going to give you a counter take, too.
Somebody he wouldn't take over. I mean, you got Aller at Penn State. Altmaier had a good year. Yeah. Riola coming back for another year. Everybody's raving about Julian Sand. You got the questionable Dante Moore. How does he look?
So, like, Aller, I'm not – Aller's almost in a separate category because of the experience he brings. They got to the Big Ten title game last year. So I guess you just give that crown to Aller out of the respect, right? After that, I don't think it's that wild of a take. Nico, playoff quarterback. Yeah, well, people love to crap on that kid when he was at Tennessee, even when he got to the playoff. You mentioned Riola. Man, I watched him like take a third down sack in an overtime game. And
aren't they
it,
the
like,
same, though? Aren't him and Riola exactly the same?
So what is the – what's? It's not really a hot take if he takes him over him. That's my point.
I actually think the numbers were almost identical last year.
Were they? I didn't see
Aiden Childs
was
2,400 yards, 13 touchdowns, 11 picks. Yeah. Now, to be fair, he was a sophomore last year, so he's going into his junior year.
And Riola was a true freshman.
And Riola was a true freshman. Yep. So 400 more yards for Riola, 2,800 yards, 13 touchdowns, 11 picks.
So like –
touchdown interception was exactly the same.
Altmaier, you know, had a good year. Illinois is a good story. Let's see it, man. They got pressure now. They're not coming in like – oh, cute little Illinois. Oh, my God, they won the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was – let me look up Altmaier's stats. I should have looked those up during the break.
I'll pull it up.
My point is, after Aller, I don't know if it's really that hot of a take. He is right. He's got NFL physical checkboxes there. His problem was just stop turning the football over. If he can clean that up
– 22-6 for Altmaier.
For Altmaier.
Yeah.
He's more than capable of having a year that makes you go, dude – if they're 7-5 or 8-4, which I think is possible, you're going to go into next year with him as the starter and say, I kind of like this. I'm excited about it.
It'll be interesting to see what, and I think it's almost indicative of where the position is at in that conference, that that's even an opinion that's out there. Like, that doesn't exist if there's a lot of loaded quarterback play in the Big Ten.
There's a lot of unknowns in
there's
that conference.
There's a lot of question
year,
marks in the conference, and a guy who was 13 touchdowns, 11 picks at a time, looked like he didn't belong on a Big Ten field, might be the best quarterback of the conference. Bit of a sizzling take, but, you know, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying.
I should have pulled the audio. I play it next week, maybe, of our guy, Ryan Roberts, just eviscerating Drew Aller.
He's anti-Drew Aller.
I mean, I listened to it again yesterday after the show, and he's like, he sucks, is basically what he said.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of our week, final hour Friday, coming up. Some NFL notes to get to. I got a Bill Simmons take that I thought was interesting that I'll throw at you from the NBA. We got some other college football nuggies to get to. Mm. Also, the people are agreeing with the take. Friend sucks. It's a loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.